Thanks for tuning in to the Female Creative Talks podcast. I love having you here, and it is my mission to bring you the greatest tips, industry updates, and know-how from those that have been there, done that, and got the t-shirt to help you on your business journey. I know that you have it in you to grow your business, and I am going to show you how. And don't forget, if you want more information on the Female Creative and how I can take you from idea to action, then head to my website, www.thefemalecreative.co.uk, or use the link in the show notes. Now, let's get started. You are tuned into episode 4 of the Female Creative Talks podcast with me, Hannah Roper, founder and director of the Female Creative. Today, I will be interviewing Jeannie from Soulcare. Now, Jeannie is a mother of two. She lives locally in Southsea and she specialises in reflexology and crystal healing. Using her experience, she has created crystal and moon workshops to encourage others to learn more about these natural energies that can help us in everyday life. Jeannie has created crystal prescription boxes and a monthly meditation box during lockdown to bring healing into people's homes when it's not available. Jeannie enjoys nothing more than helping you find your fire within. So let's get started with today's interview. So welcome, Jeannie, to the Female Creative Talks. I am so excited to have you here. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. It's a little bit chilly in sunny Southie. Sun has decided to show its face, but I've got all the gear on to keep warm today. How about you?
Yeah, I've been so cold recently. Even yesterday, I went and had to have a hot bath because I just couldn't warm up because we've had a little flurry of snow, haven't we? Which is unusual for the South Coast. But yeah, it is definitely super, super cold at the moment. So Jeannie, you are founder, director, owner, runner, organisational queen, market person, everything of Soulcare. So tell us about your business.
Yeah, you're right. I am pretty much doing everything. Something I did not think about when I first started up, when I first thought about becoming self-employed. Fundamentally, what I do is I'm a reflexologist and a crystal healer. So that's what I really love doing. People come to me for a little bit of help when they're feeling a little bit lost, a little bit sad, a little bit overwhelmed, all of those things where they feel slightly out of kilter, they normally come to me. And using my experience, I have created workshops. So those people that really were intrigued by crystals and by when I mentioned talking about using the moon cycle, when they've been intrigued by that, there was definitely a niche for that. People wanted to know more. So I created workshops that I absolutely adored, and they were carrying on wonderfully, successfully. Lots of people come in, then COVID hit. Oh. Dun, dun, dun. So since then, it's learning to become a little bit more online. So workshops are now running online. And I created the Crystal Subscription Monthly Box, which was all about people were definitely not getting the healing that they needed, and they weren't able to get out and get to the shops that I would normally recommend them to go to. So it was a way of bringing crystals, step-by-step instructions and a guided meditation to them regularly so that they could tap into themselves and really try and create some self-healing. It's not always as lovely and relaxing as doing it yourself, as someone else doing it, but it was certainly a step in the right direction. So that's what I do.
That's what you do and you have been doing. And I think mentioning the fact that we are still in the middle of a COVID pandemic, that businesses are absolutely having to change the way that they work, and you did a lot of in-person practice, so to have to move that online is a bit of a jump, isn't it, really, and lots of new things to learn. So tell me, where did the idea come from to be a reflexologist and a crystal healer?
Oh, well, that has to go way back in the day. My first son was born prematurely, and had the whole trauma of that that a lot of other women go through. And so when I was pregnant with my second child, Amy, I was absolutely petrified the same would happen. And then the thought of being in NICU and then having to look after a very, well, an old baby, young toddler, filled me with even more fear. So I was just this big bundle of fear and scaredy-catness feeling. And that's when someone introduced me to reflexology. They were like, honestly, you need to go and try it out. And I was like, really? Quite like my feet being done and I can't get a massage. So do you know what? I'll go and try it. Well, oh my God, it transformed my life.
Wow.
I think in about 5 seconds, I was in a deeper relaxation than I had ever had during a massage. And it just relaxed me. So I really kept that up during the end of my pregnancy. And Amy came 5 days late, you know, twice the size of John, all of the like, yes, things. And very much after I had her and having two young children, it was a way of tapping back into myself, having that time to myself. There was no time to myself in the house whatsoever. Mm. You know, with two young children, it was impossible. And I was severely lacking in sleep. I probably had quite a bit of post-traumatic stress after John that I carried forward. So I kept up with the reflexology. And then I was supposed to be going back after maternity leave. And I did go back, but I was like, I can't go back into my normal kind of job. This is killing me. And it was my mum that was like, well, why don't you become a reflexologist? She had a chiropathy clinic along Albert Road and she was like, we're desperate for reflexologists. And I was like, oh my God,
I can do that.
I can do that. So off I went and carried on working, was doing my studying as well as having two very young babies. I just from reflexology, it just stepped into more and more things. It opened up Pandora's box.
Wow.
My mum bought me a course on crystals for a week. And at this point, I was like, well, that's okay. But I'm a Capricorn. I'm very driven by, well, how much money is that going to earn me? You know, if I don't work for a week, what can I get from it? Am I going to recoup what I've lost? So I went into there thinking, well, I can use it as something to make my reflexology better. I could incorporate it maybe. So that was very much my masculine head on plan of action, you know. And I went there and the first day with my beautiful tutor, I just sat there with my jaw wide open because in fact it tapped into spiritual part of me that was lacking. I'd been brought up in the church but didn't feel comfortable carrying on that kind of Catholicism kind of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it had left me a little bit empty. So Sandra kind of hit the nail on the head on everything. And I was like, oh my God,
wow.
Pin dropped. I need more of this. And that's where my love of crystals really began.
So two really life-changing transformations that you went through, both from the reflexology side of things and the crystal side of things. And that's incredible. So how then did the business grow from that? Because it's one thing being interested in something and it's another thing making a business out of it. So tell us how you made that transition into being your business.
I do like transforming quite a bit. I think there is something about me that doesn't like to sit still for very long. I'm always curious. I always like to know more. So looking back, it just makes me laugh because I think, oh my God, I just didn't stop. Luckily, my mum had a clinic and a very successful clinic that was bringing chiropody people in. So people that like having their feet touched. Because that's a very important side of reflexology. If you hate having your feet touched, it's not going to float your boat.
That's a fair point.
So people that were coming in there, I already had, you know, kind of willing people to kind of get them to see how wonderful reflexology was. So to begin with, actually, it was a slow process. I hadn't done any marketing. I hadn't done anything before. So in those days, it was all about leaflet drops, trying to get in the newspaper, you know, those kind of things. And slowly but surely, I think the biggest thing was having patience. And, you know, the people that did come in kept on tapping into them to see what I could do for them more. What more could I do for them? So once I had that clientele base, it became quite regular clients that came back in. But it did take time. I wasn't very patient, but actually looking back, it happened quite quickly. And then it went from there. You know, so then the crystal healing came about, and then it was opening out even more. I mean, it is quite a niche market, being in the holistic side of things. It's not necessarily things that people turn to. It tends to be things that people turn to when they've tried everything else.
Yeah.
And it's still not working for them. That's when they tend to go, you know what, I'm desperate now. I'll try anything, even the crazy cooking stuff. I'll go and try that. So, that's how it started. And it's only really, I think, in the last couple of years that taking it away from the clinic, my mum came really poorly, so we couldn't continue the clinic anymore. And I still had two really young children. I was like, I just don't think I can do all of this. So it was very much going to be in my home and out to see other people. So becoming a bit more of a mobile service that I would go to them. It was then that suddenly I was like, oh God, I've got to do this on my own. I've got to learn some stuff, you know? And that was the big shock, that actually
it was a bit of a moment.
It wasn't about leaflet dropping anymore. It was all very much more, you know, social media, huge emphasis on social media, which obviously I use personally, but business-wise, I didn't really have a clue.
It's very different, isn't it? And I think that's something that a lot of people underestimate and beat themselves up about when they transition into business, is that, you know, you've got to learn how to use social media as a business. It's not a given. There's set skills that are going to help and support you. So it's really important not to beat yourself up when you're in that early stage of learning. I think, would you agree that, you know, starting your own business and then especially having to change direction, use social media, go online, it's a massive learning curve, isn't it? Absolutely huge. So tell us then, what have you learned along the way?
What have I learned? You know what? One of the greatest things that I've learned is actually getting a network of people around you that really support you. For a very long time, it was about me and I don't need any help. I can do it all myself, was my attitude. And it's only the last couple of years, really, that I've had the courage, had the confidence to maybe tentatively approach these kind of networking events, groups, that kind of thing, because I suppose I was quite shy, because actually I didn't know what I was really doing. I was good at doing reflexology, I was good at crystal therapy, but the other stuff I was like, oh, I don't really know how to do that stuff, I'll just give it a go, give it a whirl.
Yeah.
But actually, when you go to these and take that step, take that leap forward to meet other people that know more stuff, my God, the plethora of information that is out there. And if it is there, then it was about me then taking action. So not only was it going to networking places and interacting with people, it was also when I learned something new, go and do it.
Yeah.
Go and see how it works out. You know, do it wrong, make a mistake, learn, laugh at yourself, learn from that mistake and carry on.
Yeah.
And I also really learned how important it was to engage with potential customers.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think it was, oh God, what a waste of my time. Why am I wasting all this time on these conversations? Do you want to book an appointment or not? I didn't have much patience for that, which sounds strange doing all this holistic healing. I wanted to get on with the good stuff. I wanted to do the stuff that I enjoyed
the
most.
You wanted to do the healing.
I wanted to do it. I thought to me, I want to just come in and see for yourself. So actually creating that, the ways to have conversations with people, oh my God, it's invaluable because they really learn how to trust you. And once they trust you, they will come to you, and then you've pretty much got them forever. Once they trust you, you know, I mean, you still have to work at that relationship, but and I think changing, looking at customers, it's more of a relationship than a client. It's you become something important to me, you know, and vice versa.
And I think that's so important, whatever your business industry, whatever your niche is. People buy with their hearts. So you do have to build that relationship. You do have to take that time to allow your customers, your clients, to get to know you, because like you mentioned, trust is absolutely vital, especially at the moment. Money is limited. People are worried because of the global pandemic and everything that's going on. So if they're going to part with their money, they need to know that they're going to get something in return. Then they need to trust you that you're going to deliver on what you say. And I think that's really interesting, kind of a theme that you said around not really wanting to do that part of things. You wanted to do the good stuff, but you realize then actually that is vital to have that longevity and to have that repeat custom, because actually as a business, you want that repeat custom. You want people to recommend you to their friends because they trust you so much. So what do you wish you had known right at the very beginning of your business journey?
Oh, I wish I'd known all the social media stuff. I wish someone could have just done a download in my brain and I knew it all immediately. That would have been the dream. That was not what it was at the time. I wish I had known I just had to be patient and consistent.
Yeah.
So two things that when you start out having a business, you want the end result immediately.
Yeah.
Like you think doing a week's worth of work should get you to that state, you know, the place that you think you'll succeed in. And success is very different to different people.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly to me, it meant that I was earning a certain amount of money from it, that I was getting the balance right between work life and family life, play and work. I still struggle with that. And consistency, consistently talking to your clients, consistently being seen, that's been absolutely, well, I think business changing for my business, it's changed it completely, because I think you're then seen as someone that is solidly there, and you're almost supporting everyone every day almost, you know, even if it's just a positive mantra or something that I'm sending out there into the universe, people can see that I am there still, kind of I've got their backs, even though I'm not seeing them in person, if you see what I mean. You know, energetically I'm still being positive. Come on, we can do this together, you know. So those are the two main things that
they are key, because I work with a lot of women who either have a business and want to grow that business or have an idea that they want to turn into a business. And one thing that I think we do need to be really careful of is that patience. I see a lot of things on social media, you know, I will coach you to earn six figures in your first month. Brilliant. That's great, but that normally involves not doing anything else apart from plowing every single thing into your business, every waking moment. And as you touched on there, actually that work-life balance is really important. We know we've got to put effort into building our business. We know we need to be consistent and show up and be there for our customers and build those relationships. But it's not sustainable if you go at a million miles an hour. And I think probably you and I have both learned that the hard way, when you then crash and burn. You do have to have that patience and think about your end goals, not just in terms of monetary value, because let's be honest, we all want to earn money. That's why we start our own business, to enable us to earn that extra income. But there's so many more benefits to having your own business that I think it's important to identify those for yourself when you're starting that journey. So then you can have that patience and you can be consistent. So that leads us really nicely then onto, what are your top three tips for anyone wanting to start a business?
It's going to be a bit of a plug for you really, Hannah.
Oh, that's fine, go right ahead.
To do your client workshop.
Yeah.
Figure out who your client is, because I was really, you know, when you were showing this and going, yeah, here you go, do this workshop, I was like, oh god, it's another 2 hours of my life, you know, I haven't got the time for this, is it really that important? I'd put it off a lot actually. When I did it, oh my god, it transformed the way I looked at my business. And I've said to you in the past that people that may have gone, actually no, I'm not going to do that, I would feel guilt and, oh my god, why didn't they choose me? I'd feel like a failure. But actually, you don't fit my client base. So we're all good.
And that, yeah, we're that's all good. Fine.
So I kind of got rid of that kind of, okay, that's fine, don't worry, because actually you're not my ideal client. It's lovely if other people do come along for the ride. And it was the same with my husband. You know, my relationship with my husband, I was like, why can't you support me when I'm discussing these ideas? And you were like, but babes, it's not your ideal client. And I was like, oh my God, the penny has dropped. This is life-changing.
And you know, I remember that moment. Just, I know we're on a podcast, and I know people can't really see us unless they are catching this up on YouTube, is I remember us being on a call. So a little bit of background information is Jeannie was one of my one-to-one coaching clients, and we did really work around identifying her ideal client and improving social media usage and building that connection with your audience. And I remember that moment when we were on that call, and you were saying to me, you know, I really want to do this, but I've told my husband and he just doesn't get it, so I don't know if it's the right thing to do. And I think that was a great impression of me, because I did literally say, but babes, he's not your ideal client, so it's fine. No. And
I
it is
could have saved my marriage.
Yeah. And it's something that I've actually put out on social media that was inspired by you and that moment around we want support, absolutely. And to have a successful business, it is important to have a support network around you, absolutely. However, that support network doesn't always have to come from your immediate family in terms of understanding what you're doing, because
definitely.
For most of us, actually, they're not who we're intending to help. So of course they're not going to get it, and that's fine. That's absolutely
fine. Mind-blowing. Yeah. Mind-blowing, that bit of information was. And like you tapped on, having that support network around you. And I was so surprised that I found it from a group of women. You know, women hadn't tended to be who I went for support, you know. I think we've all grown up with women that would prefer to put you down and are quite jealous about any success. Yeah. But actually, you know, I have, I think, one of the most superb network of women around me that are always there when I'm like, I'm struggling with this or I'm struggling with that. I've always got someone that goes, go and do this, babes. Yeah, of course you can do it. Can I do it? Yeah, you can do it. Just go for it. And you're like, okay, I'm going, you know, taking that leap of faith forward. So it's really important to have that support network.
Yeah.
In your business area. And that can certainly mingle into your personal life, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
But of course, it's an added bonus, isn't it? But that was absolutely amazing. And the other thing is having a clear idea of what you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
What is your goal? What is your ultimate aim? And you might get to that really quickly, and then you know, evolve that aim again. But sometimes you don't have to slog at something the entire time, when actually that's not your purpose. That's not where you want to go. Do you see what I mean?
Absolutely.
Sometimes you'll see someone doing something. You think, yeah, that's what I need to do. But do you?
Yeah.
Do you actually need that? So that's quite good to have that kind of clear image of where you want to be, and how you want people to see you and your business. So those are probably the three things that I would say have absolutely transformed me and my business, definitely.
And I think as well, they are things that we do sometimes forget about. So especially building that network amongst like-minded people, and having that clear goal. So that's something that I know we've talked about in the Female Creative Hub, which is my group coaching membership, around actually what are your end goals? And when you start to do an activity, or when a decision comes up that you need to make, that should be in the back of your mind. Is this taking me towards my goal? Because if it's not, why the hell are you wasting time on it? And if it is, brilliant. Let's get started. Let's get going and let's get planning with it. So I think they are really, really top tips in terms of anyone not only starting a business, but if you have a business already, to kind of keep those in the back of your mind. So we are coming to the end of the interview now. It's been an absolute pleasure listening to you and hearing your background and your journey and everything like that. So just really quickly, before we go on to the final part where I ask you to finish some sentences for me, where can people find you?
So you can find me on Instagram. My handle is at Soul Care Healing. So the Soul Care is S-O-L-E care, because of the soles of your feet, just in case we get some clarification. You can find me on Facebook as well under Soul Care. And my website is www.soulcare.org.
Fabulous.
Those are the best places to find me.
So if you are wanting to find out more about Jeannie, then head to her socials or her website and you'll be able to find out all sorts of amazing things. And to finish off the interview then, I ask all of my guests to finish these three sentences. So I'll read them out one by one and you can complete them for me. So the first one is, if I could start my business again, I would.
I wouldn't just wing it. I'd actually like to take the time to plan and execute. Oh, if you had been part of my network when I decided to go, do you know what? I think I want to be a reflexologist. Instead of just, and I'm very good at taking a leap of faith. I wish I had had you to have been able to go, right, Jeannie, this is what you need to do. I'd be like, thanks, babes. It would have saved me a lot of wasted time, let's put it that way.
I love that. So that kind of, so investing in a business coach, a mentor, somebody that can has been there and done that and can kind of
Absolutely.
Help guide you through. So then the second sentence is, I am happiest in my business when?
I'm delivering my service. I'm so happy doing my reflexology, doing my crystals, doing my workshops, putting my crystal boxes together. I'm quite a happy bunny. But what I love the most is helping others find the fire within, because I can see the transformation from when they first meet me to when they leave the door, or when I get, you know, emails or text messages going, oh my God, that has just transformed the way I'm thinking. And you see that they've suddenly grown wings and they're just flying. And you just see their ideas and their creativity and positivity. They're full of gratitude. And oh my God, it's the best thing ever. I love it.
I love that. And that sounds like the way that I describe working with my clients as well.
Yeah.
When people first come to me, the transformation that I then see, the confidence and the real go-getting attitude that they kind of leave me with. You're giving me goosebumps. I love it.
It's so exciting.
The third sentence is, three words I would use to describe my business are?
Calming, healing and empowering.
Fabulous. Thank you so, so much, Jeannie, for joining
Thank
me
you
today.
For having me.
It's been wonderful chatting to you. Don't forget, you can find Jeannie on social media. Check out her website, www.soulcare.org. And yeah, go check her out. Look at the subscription boxes. Check out her next workshop where she can absolutely transform your life in the way that she has done with so many others. So thank you, Jeannie. And thank you to you all for joining me on this episode of the Female Creator Talks. It has been absolutely wonderful chatting to you. And I will speak to you all very, very soon. If you have loved what you have heard on this week's episode, I would be eternally grateful if you could head to iTunes, leave a 5-star review and hit that subscribe. Or if you are on Spotify, hit that follow button. Spreading the word about the Female Creative Talks really is the best way to grow my little podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you so much for your love and support. And don't forget, if you want more info on the Female Creative and how I can take you from idea to action, then head to my website, www.thefemalecreative.co.uk. Follow me on social media and reach out and say hi. All of the links you need are in the show notes. Thank you again, and I will speak to you very, very soon.